All right. Taking a look at that. That's good stuff. All right. It is it's appropriately white on white crime. We have neighbors. Our neighbors are white on white crime. If we were to trigger horn it, I guess, speaking of our neighbors, you know what? That's domestic violence. It's serious, right?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to die anytime soon. It does seem to also be like a mutual domestic violence, as far as I can tell.
She hits him?
Yeah. Yeah. Because there was some pushing going on today. But, you know, that's interesting because that's also the same thing we had with the downstairs neighbors, that it was a mutual domestic violence situation as well.
You follow these closer than I do. Because I'm just like, I just see a man and I'm just like, I know you guys.
Yeah, well, because they yell in the middle of the night and you sleep and it wakes me up. So then I go be nosy and, like, look and see what's going on. But, yeah, they are having some situations. I mean, I don't know. Maybe mutual isn't the right word. Like, she's definitely physically aggressive with him, but I'm pretty sure that he is the stronger of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ill. And apparently you just learned a whole bunch of Jerry Springer shit about our building.
Yes, I like, did.
Our fucking building is fucking goofy, man. Like,
which is like weird in and of itself, because there's only what, like 8 apartments in a building?
I think is it 8? I thought it was 7 because one's the laundry room.
7, 8, I don't know. It's not a lot. It's not a lot. And for like 4 apartments to be interconnected with some Jerry Springer shit is a lot when you only have 7. That's more than half.
Wait, 4?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so there's across the hall,
yeah,
upstairs from them, and then yeah, upstairs from us, mm-hmm, and then who else?
The ones that were upstairs behind from us before they moved.
Trash Becky?
That's who's in there now, but someone was in there before who was affiliated as well. Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So I guess a trigger warning, it's the white on white crime episode, but at the same time, even though it's a goofy episode, you never know, like, we might, like, because as we cover the stories, our commentary might be what's triggering,
because
we're fucking ill. Like, as you said, we're fucking ill. Let's see, checking the, move the microphone a wee bitty smidgy do. All right, now
it's... Smidgy do is not a word.
What? I said it.
You say a lot of things, darling.
I mean, every word had to not exist before, and now they're words now.
Wow. That's what we're going with? Okay.
That's what happened.
Okay.
Every single word used to not be a word.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
There are known unknowns.
And you can go to winecellarmedia.com, and the whole post is just white on white crime for 5/17/17.
Yes.
All right, that's May 17th, 2017. White on white crime. And it's also on the Facebook page, White on White Crime. There's another white on white crime page where they're like, serious? We're not. And so this one, if you go to the Facebook page, you'll see a picture of a little white gal throwing up blood with her fingers, spelling it out. And in the backup picture is them fellers that they took that picture where they were like, we're gonna look like the colored boys, and tilted their hats all up.
Yeah. I think they are down with a notorious G-O-D.
Oh, because
they're preachers.
Ah.
Yeah, so they are down with notorious G-O-D.
Okay, some Jesus boys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it says, they... like, got it spray painted, Photoshop spray paint back there.
Is that GOP or GOD?
Son of a brisket. That looks like a P.
Oh.
Yeah, capital P.
Well, they're the notorious preachers down with the GOP.
Wait, did they try to make a D look cool?
I don't know. I saw it when it happened, and they were actually, like, it was actually taken outside of a, you know, missionary school, preacher school. So I don't know.
I mean,
and I'm amused that we have the blood picture, because that happened on Twitter and everybody was upset.
They were mad about it?
Yeah.
That shit is hilarious.
She's white. Like, they were really mad. And I was like, but none of y'all even bloods, though. So, like, what do you really care?
Or Crips. And then another thing, nigga, like, see, some of y'all niggas, that's why y'all niggas is social justice. Excuse me, but, nigga, there is no specific race to Bloodin' and Crippin'. It's if you're down and if you roll with your hood. Like there were always white boys in the hood. There were always white girls in the hood. Like, there's always, you know, like, what? Mexican bangers? Asian bangers? Mm-hmm. Like,
those Cambodians, though.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, Cambodians, that were down with LOC, Loked Out Crips, which, and I like how they called that a school shooting. It's like, because they didn't know, because Asians are not stereotyped to be Crips.
Yeah.
So they just assumed it was just a school shooting. They just shot up the cafeteria because they're fucked up. It's like, no, they were shooting at their enemies. That shit was back in, like, I think it was like 1996, back in Washington State. All right, Jesus Christ. So, white on white crime. No justice. No beer. Chant, no justice.
No beer.
No justice.
No beer.
You are quite the protester. Alright, so.
I mean, I don't know who protests over beer, though. Like, beer is disgusting, so.
Alcohol is poison. It's generally disgusting.
Some poison tastes better than others.
It could be too specific to your tasty buds.
Maybe. I'm not a beer fan, so.
I like Miller Genuine Draft and Old Angerlish. Fucking
ass niggas.
Vero Beach, Florida. This fella, the 49-year-old fella, and the deputies were like, "Now, we gonna arrest you, boy." This was back on Saturday.
Mm.
And they were on the Indian River County, in the Indian River County Sheriff's Office. They got a phone call about an intoxicated person.
That just adds layers of context. All right.
And he was standing in the roadway near the Applebee's. Now, deputies made contact with, I like how they're using this military language, made contact. I got contact, enemy contact.
We made contact with the suspect.
Right, like you're playing Halo, motherfucker.
Didn't you fucking see the one we put up that had the cops that were like, "We're coming for you if you sell drugs," with all the fucking looking some ISIS motherfuckers? They play military for real.
Yeah, I mean, that's all they are, is fucking street soldiers. MC Hammer got it wrong on the Too Legit to Quit album. It's the cops that are the street soldiers, not the fellers getting arrested.
Mm.
So they made contact with Terry Whitmore, who was sitting on the side of the road, and advised that he would leave the area immediately. He also apologized and said he lived in the homeless camp behind the location. Said, this a quote from from the deputy. Said, "Now I watched as Whitmore then looked back at me and turned and walked on 53rd Avenue between Applebee's and the Walmart." And, end quote.
The fuck out of white trash.
What? Between the Applebee's and the Walmart.
Drunk in public between the Applebee's and the Walmart.
You dadgummit.
I.
Now, Whitmore then walked into the middle of the road and, straddled the yellow line, swaying back and on forthing and into oncoming traffic. And then a white four-door Toyota car, well, it stopped in the roadway to avoid striking Mr. Whitmore, and the vehicular waited to proceed until Mr. Whitmore was away from the vehicular. Now, the deputy then rushed to Mr. Whitmore and detained him before he caused another issue in Vero Beach. Now, Whitmore had a strong odor of alcohol emitting from his person. I like that sentence. Whitmore had a strong odor of alcohol emitting from his person.
So, like, was he drinking it or was he bathing in it? Like, what happened?
Right, like, you just don't want to say the white man was shit-faced. Fucking...
Three sheets. And not clan sheets. For once.
Fucking Whitmore said he did not want to go to jail because they do not serve beer. But he did place both hands in front of him and said, "I am ready."
What the fuck?
What? You like the beer? Oh, man.
I don't want to go to jail because they don't serve beer.
They don't serve beer, but... It doesn't matter if you don't serve beer, because he is willing to go to jail, alright? He is. And he'll stick his hands out and he'll tell you that he's ready. And I'm already losing my mind. Oh, that's not the one I was going for.
Oh,
I was going for the one from, fuck these fucking new kids. Yeah, I was going for the one from, you know, the movie.
I don't know.
The fucking, the movie with the bad white, rich white kids in New York. With their silly, stupid sex games. I said stupid, my bad. What the fuck is, Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions, yeah.
Yeah, I was going for that, I Am Ready.
Oh.
Yeah, I was gonna funk that in.
No.
Alright, no. Mr. Whitmore. Now you figure this one out.
Oh, great.
What, you don't want to figure this one out?
Probably not, no. You probably
You are listen. Listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
Yeah, somebody hand me a glass, because I know you're about to say some bullshit.
No, you're covering it.
Okay. I see the headline. I see it. Brothers and sisters.
What?
A man in Nebraska has been accused of repeatedly sending sex workers to strip on his neighbor's porch. Lord have mercy. I hope they were well tipped. All right. A Nebraska man is facing charges of pandering, soliciting prostitution. Nigga, you said they were strippers. What is happening? And disturbing the peace. Well, I mean, titties can disturb the peace, I guess. After police say he hired sex workers to strip on his neighbors. Oh, no. Oh, no. After he hired strippers. To strip on his neighbor's front porch at least 75 times. 75 times. While he watched from across the street. What kind of fucking weird ass voyeurism is happening? They have clubs for this shit, nigga. What are you doing? Douglas Goldsberry, age 45, an Omaha chef who lives in the suburb of Elkhorn, began the unwanted strip shows. I can tell whoever wrote this was mad they had to cover this shit. The unwanted strip shows. We don't want strip shows in our neighborhood, sir. Keep it in the red light district. Began the unwanted shows in May 2013, about a month after his neighbors, a 30-something couple with two toddlers, moved in across the street. It's very twisted. Douglas County Attorney Don Klein told KETV, it's obviously a little bit hard to imagine to fathom someone would go to these lengths to have women appear to a neighbor's house so he could watch them. I mean, I see his face in that mugshot. He looks like the kind of guy who would do that. I'm not shocked by this behavior. The unwanted front porch strip shows, ooh, whoever wrote this is mad, have been 25 to 30 times per year, police said. The family feared for their safety.
There's only 12 months in a year.
So, like, twice a month.
Jesus, like, that's how often fast food employees get paid. Like, that's... He was a chef. He might have worked at a fucking get paid every 2 weeks place. Yes, he was like, first thing I do with my check. Best thing.
Make it rain. Wait, this said Nebraska, right?
Nebraska?
He had them out there in fucking December stripping in fucking cold as shit. I hope they got some fucking hazard weather climate change pay for that.
I think the pay problem is part of the story as you continue.
The family often feared for their safety when performers demanded payment. Do not stand between a stripper and her money.
So what was he basically saying? Was he lying and saying, this is my address, dance on my porch?
Deputies, the previous owners had a little bit of the same problem, a neighbor told WOWT. Deputies conducted surveillance on the home in March and said they witnessed two women exposing their breasts while another stripped completely naked. Be free. Live your fucking life. Goldsberry was arrested Wednesday, the same day his wife filed for a divorce. Oh, she's got to be the woman getting a divorce from the guy who sends strippers to other people's houses. He allegedly told a Douglas County Sheriff's deputy, oh, I see what has happened. Didn't I say it was some voyeuristic weird shit? I said that.
What's weird about it?
He told the sheriff's deputy he masturbated from inside his home across the street while watching the strippers perform.
What?
Prosecutor Eric Fabian said deputies found Goldsberry in an Omaha hotel with a suicide note and a power cord tied into a noose. Holy shit, that took a dark turn.
Wait a second. So he was probably doing the
autoerotic.
The funky crazy chicken. All that shit that dude called it in BoJack Horseman.
Oh no. Goldsberry is being held on a $100,000 bond. The judge rejected his request for bail reduction so he could get mental help. We're just like, maybe that is the guy who should get mental help if you masturbating to strippers who you hired to go to your neighbor's house when they didn't want strippers there. Like, maybe that is the guy who needs mental help. I don't know, nigga. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's actually really funny. We should follow that one.
Oh, so see where it goes?
Yes.
It's White on White Wednesday. And it's time for White on White Crime.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
Ricky is fucking black.
This show is fucked up.
All right. And in closing, every once in a while, you know, like, you're looking for those stories for White on White Crime and you see one and it's not a white person, but you're like, yo, fuck that. It has to be in. Like this guy.
I'm ready.
This is a role model. There isn't much to it. There isn't much story. All right. So there was a phone call to the Lakeland police fellers down there in Florida.
It's always in Florida.
Well, they were called on an incident about a fella that was just sitting in the crosswalk of the eastbound lanes of Memorial Boulevard and Brunel Parkway. They were told that the man was sitting there with a chair and a small table. And appeared to be eating pancakes.
Because pancakes are fucking delicious.
When police arrived, the man had left the area. A video of the incident was posted on Facebook later and shared with the Lakeland police. Police did not say if Thomas finished his breakfast.
Man, fuck whoever snitched on that nigga. Fucking snitches.
Well, I like it. It's not just... He got his breakfast tray out. And that's a fold-out chair. So yeah. He was ready. Like, he was ready for easy travel.
And he looks like he's in pajama pants and house shoes, too.
Yeah,
like,
those are green pajamas. And they're the same, they're the same blue house shoes you have if you blow the picture up. And I think he's shirtless. Like, when I looked in, I don't see a tank top there. And it's like, you know what? That's good. You know what? Show off your musculars, young black man. Like, you are a skinny, muscular young black man eating pancakes in the middle of the road. And if you look, he also has his bottle of syrup there.
Yep.
And it's not like a, like, full bottle of syrup. Like, he's been doing this.
I think this should be, like, an annual thing. Like, an in-the-street pancake breakfast every year or some shit.
Fuck yeah. And he doesn't look like a weird dude. Like, when you look close on the picture, like, his haircut is very fresh. His dreadlocks are nice and taken care of. Very clean. Like, I said haircut and dreadlocks. Obviously, he has, like, flat-top dreadlocks. That sort of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like this guy. This is a good guy.
You should have hung out with him when he was in Florida. Y'all could have pancake breakfast together.
I lived in, Orlando. He lived in Lakeland.
That means nothing to me. I don't know the geography of Florida.
He was a Lakeland man. He did Lakeland man things.
I am, however, I guess better than, like, 70% of Americans because I can find North Korea on a map.
Okay, I said that was the closer. Just this story that I have been, like, right? I've been randomly searching this, like, every 3 or 4 months for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it's finally getting some traction again. Remember when that woman, and I guess she takes pictures for the Playboy magazine, and she was in the gym and in the locker room, and she took a picture of another woman. And like, made fun of her because she had, like, fatty tissue on her human body, which we're not supposed to have.
Yeah.
And now she's, like, she's actually facing some jail time for it. So, and we'll keep following that. And really, I mean, there's whole articles about it, but the only update is she's actually facing jail time and it could happen. And you know what? That's a fair deal. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Like, let a nigga have some fucking privacy in the damn thing without you being a fucking fuckface. All right, so that's good. Past white on white crime from 2 years ago coming back to bite ya in the keister.
In the keister. The keister?
Yeah. The keister.
Okay.
What? What? White on white crime. White on white crime.
You like The Weeknd, man.
You like The Weeknd. It's just that you see I just load up instrumentals and hit shuffle. Oh, that's what this is?
Yeah, it's The Weeknd. We had this one on the last show, I think, too.
We did?
I think so.
Oh, that's the white-on-white criming timing. You like white-on-white criming timing? You like when niggas be invisible miming? Nah, you like getting drunk and watching The Shining. Ha, a side eye is all I seem to be finding. So you need to get your ass to paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam, or else I'm gonna find the next person committing white on white crime and kill them. But if you listen to winecellarmedia.com, you're probably not mad at that. But that's okay, cause this is the way I end the podcast, with a little freestyle rap. Fucko, fuck off. Why?
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.